Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Theaters are still closed indefinitely. But does that mean you can only watch movies at home? No! Drive-ins are making a big comeback, and in Toronto, the Lavazza Drive-In Movie Series is running a different international film each night at Ontario Place, beginning July 20th through the 31st, thanks to the Italian Contemporary Film Festival. So check that one out. This week, I'm looking at three mainstream movies, two from Canada, one from the UK. There's a record exec who finds sea shanties sublime, a former hitman who wants to leave his life of crime, and a man who can read the future who wants to change time. Tainted, written and directed by Brent Côté. It's a small town in North Ontario. Lance, played by Alan Van Sprang, is a nice guy with a bad reputation. He used to be a hitman who could take down a rival gang unarmed. He took the fall for the Russian mob and did 15 years in Millhaven. But now he's on the straight and narrow. No more killing, no more gangs. He keeps to himself in his low-rent apartment, listening to ancient blues singers on a portable record player. The only person he talks to is Anna, played by Sarah Wasteglass, a lonely musician who lives down the hall and sings at a local dive bar. But when there's a massacre of Russian gangsters by Aryan nations, he's called in to even the score. You see, he's the only one who can infiltrate the neo-Nazi gang due to the enormous swastika still tattooed on his chest. He wants to get it removed now. In exchange, Gregor, played by John Ralston, a small-time Finnish drug runner who operates out of his wife's pastry bakery, promises to leave him alone forever, along with a wad of cash and a forged passport so he can just disappear. He does the job, everything's cool, but something is not right. And when they try to bring innocent Anna, the only person he has feelings for, into the gang war, he becomes a burning stick of dynamite waiting to explode that the Russians, the Finns, and the neo-Nazis all want to kill. Who will survive this gang war? Tainted is an excellent action thriller about an expert hitman trying to leave his tainted past who finds himself sucked into the criminal spiral he just wants to escape. It's set among the mean streets of Sault Ste. Marie as the opiate dealers fight for dominance. It's tense, it's bitter, it's hard-boiled, filled with choreographed excellent fight sequences, in warehouses, parking lots, and dive bars. So if you're in the mood for some violent noir, this one is a cut above the usual.
In South Australia I was born.
Heave away, haul away.
Fisherman's Friends, directed by Chris Foggin. It's 2010 in St. Isaac's, a small fishing village in Cornwall, UK, known for its lobsters, its rustic pub, and the Cornish patriotic sentiments. Danny, played by Daniel Mays, is a record exec who specializes in boy bands. He's there on a day trip with his work pals for some gambling and boozing on a yacht. The boat doesn't show, so they spend the day exploring the ancient port and stumble upon a group of fishermen singing sea shanties in the local square. His boss, strangely, orders him to sign the fishermen up for a record deal and don't come back to London until the deal is done. The singers aren't interested, and his own boss actually meant it as a joke. But Danny is stubborn and committed. He moves into a bed and breakfast run by Rowan, played by Tuppence Middleton, a young single mom who doesn't like him at all. "What's a tosser, Mama? What's a tosser, Mom?" asks her little girl. Rowan's dad, Jim, played by James Purefoy, can't stand him either, and he's one of the singing sailors Danny wants to represent. Can he win the sailors' trust and sign them up? And would anyone anywhere want to listen to middle-aged fishermen singing old sea shanties? So Fisherman's Friends, it's like the throat lozenges, is a cute family drama about a cynical Londoner finding authenticity and truth in a working-class small town. It's a bit formulaic, think Kinky Boots, Maiden Dagenham, Pride, movies like that, but it does work. There's music, local folklore. Do you know you should never wear green or say the word rabbit on a fishing boat in Cornwall? And there's even a bit of romance. I'll let you guess what that's going to be. One thing, I'm no expert in Cornish accents, but why did some of the actors sound like pirates? And I mean Pirates of the Caribbean, not Pirates of Penzance. Arrgh. But never mind that. Fisherman's Friends is a funny, pleasant, and palatable movie, a real crowd pleaser. Volition, co-written and directed by Tony Dean Smith. James, played by Adrian Glenn McMorran, is a 30-year-old who rents a room above a body shop in East Vancouver. He's an alcoholic and a gambler, perpetually in debt with no ambition. He does have one unique talent, though. Precognition. He can predict the future. It comes to him in a series of dreamlike disconnected visions. And he writes them all down on a giant whiteboard calendar to try to make sense of them. Occasionally, it's useful, like when he saves a woman's life. A woman named Angela, played by Magna Apanovich, from being attacked in an alley. She ends up crashing at his place. So he's not surprised when he's called in by a low-level mobster named Ray, played by John Cassini, for another job. This is a big one. Ray knows about James' special skills, and he's uneasy about a stolen sack of cut diamonds he's passing on to a buyer. Is it a setup? So he asks James to hold on to the jewels for 24 hours until he gets a vision guaranteeing Ray's safety. He has to actually be touching the items to have his visions. In exchange, James will get $100,000 for solving, which will solve all his problems. But the big problem is Ray's own henchmen are the ones trying to double cross him. So when things go south, James and Angela jump into a car and drive away. They have to escape. Now the gangsters are chasing him, and a mystery man is stealing the diamonds, which James is responsible for. But his visions keep getting stronger and stronger until he makes a shocking discovery. He can physically relocate to the past in order to change the present. Can James manipulate events to save his and Angela's life? Or will time travel be his undoing? Volition is a gritty science fiction mystery theater thriller filled with unexpected plot turns. It really pulls you in with all the new twists and constant surprises. It's got a tight script, a good small cast, and is set among the working class neighborhoods of BC Lower Peninsula. So if you like fast-moving crime dramas and time travel stories, and I know I do, you'll love Volition. Volition, Fisherman's Friend, and Tainted all open this week on VOD. Check online for how to do it. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.